My dear Copperbeam, come in, come in. I am rejoiced to see you at this transitory moment. Ah, and my dear legal friend Freddo. Ah, welcome to this humble domicile. Permit me to offer you an article of temporary repose in chalk a chair. The temporary encumbrances which have encompassed the head of the House of Micawber have been expelled in the regions of harmlessness, and the respiration is performed once more with freedom. The temporary pressure of financial responsibility, contracted with a view of immediate liquidation, not yet, however, liquidated, owing to circumstances over which I have no control, have been lifted, and Micawber is himself again. Micawber's occupation is about to commence. As you all know, I have been the victim of tyrant fate, who hath deluged me with pecuniary and other liabilities, not to mention the stupendous affliction of a pair of twins. Through the influence of my dear friend, Mr. Heath, know him? I am about to enter upon the study of the law. Ah, a great pursuit, the study of the law. Of course, I have no technical knowledge of the law, but I have had considerable practical experience. And who knows but what I may someday wear the Chancellor's wig. And if I am reserved to wear the Chancellor's wig, I at least am prepared externally. Poverty and thy attendant train of writs and executions, avaunt. Farewell the scanty meal and the unsatisfied internal arrangement. Welcome once more the substantial repast, the beefsteak and the bottled porter. Micawber's affluence, I may say, is at hand. And although something has turned up at last, I have nothing to offer you but advice. And my advice is so far worth taking, I have never taken it myself, and I am the miserable wretch you now behold. Annual income, £20. Annual expenditure, £19.6 and a farthing. Result, happiness. Annual income, £20. Annual expenditure, £20, 1 11 and a halfpenny. Result, misery. My advice is, never do tomorrow what you can do today. Procrastination is a thief of time. Collar him. And now will I wander forth, that my ruffled feelings may find repose, and my emancipated soul soar away on seraphic wings, through circumambient regions of ecstatic joy, until something else turns up.